Guess what, guys? We had an Apple event today, and we got some new iPads. Everything you need to know, coming right up. Welcome to another episode of the Apple Tech Facts. I am your host, Josh Line, and joined, as always, with me, my brilliant co-host, Mr. Seth Cruz. Getting right into it today, it's no secret to the world that Apple did hold an event. It was, what, May 9th? And we thought we were getting one on
the 7th. That's when we said we'd get it.
Okay, so May 7th, we finally got an Apple event at 9 o'clock in the morning, first thing.
That was early.
Central time.
I'm not going to lie. You messaged me and you're like, hey, the event's starting. And I went, oh my gosh, like, I'm used to this at lunchtime.
At lunchtime, for us, in the central
time. Yep. But anyway. It was early.
It was early this morning. You know, we were able to, you know, get all the details that you guys will definitely want to know about. And starting off with how the keynote started was they basically recapped all of the great things that they've done in the last 6 months or so with basic news. They released the M3. MacBook Airs and
Apple Vision Pro.
They finally shipped that. Yep. So news is out the way. We're not going to give you all of the complete rundown of it comes with this, it's in this color, blah, 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 because that's no fun for you guys and just is kind of vanilla content. So we're going to do better and we're just going to talk about
our first impressions, right?
That's right. Yeah. So Seth, did you catch it right when it started, like when I messaged you?
Oh, no, I was 18 minutes in, so I had to wait and watch it when I got home tonight. But I'm going to tell you that when they talk about the iPad Air was the first thing they talked about, and I'm sitting there watching it on this, and I've got my iPad Air sitting right next to it. Now, it's an M1, and the first thing they did was they talk about it comes with the M2. And they talked about it, you know, it's faster, it's got more of this, it's better at this, blah, blah. I'm going to tell you, first impression, I really don't see the need to spend the money on another iPad Air for me, because I have one.
So you won't be upgrading.
Right. But if I had a regular iPad.
Like me, I got a 9th generation iPad.
And they tell me that you can get the new iPad Air with the M2 for the same price as what I paid for this last year. You better believe it's going to be on a lot of people's wish lists now. Yep. Because it's so affordable. Now, that said, I've been living with the M1 MacBook Air for a year. And I would say that actually the new $349 iPad, the regular one.
The 10th gen iPad?
Yep. Most people, because it's thin, it's got all the things that you need. I'm going to say that for most people, the $349 iPad 10 is the one to go get. That's me.
I completely agree with that statement, Seth.
Unless you're really playing a hardcore video gamer or you're really doing some stuff with video that you're trying to replace, you already have a laptop that has the M1 processor.
Yep.
I'm just saying, if you really needed it, but you didn't want to spend $1,000 or $1,200 on the Pro, yeah, I can see my way to an iPad Air, the new generation.
Yep.
Now, the one thing that struck me when they talked about the iPad Air was that they basically came right out and said, this is the iPad Pro Lite. I mean, they basically said it's everything that was in the iPad Pros of yesteryear, but for a lower price that's more attainable to more people.
Right.
And it is. It's light, it's thin, and it's got a really powerful processor. It does the 5G, it does Wi-Fi 6, it does all, you know, the... I am going to say when I'm using my iPad, and it does this the stage manager where you move
stage manager yeah.
where you move around
or not stage manager not stage center, manager. Center stage
where when you're like moving around it keeps the camera on you.
Yep, it has that now because they moved the camera to the landscape mode.
This had it too. This has it too, but the camera's on the side over here on mine. It still does it.
Yeah.
It still does center stage where it keeps you, and it looks great. I'm going to say moving it to the top is going to kind of screw with charging and some of the cases, but they'll figure that out. But I'm just going to say that I think that an iPad Air, I don't see a lot of people needing the 13-inch size because they announced a new size.
Yep.
I don't see a lot of people rushing out for the larger size. I could be totally wrong. But I do think that the M2, and if you didn't have one, and if you need, like, all these things, then it makes sense.
Sure. For somebody that, where I do a lot of editing, all of our videos edited on the iPad sometimes, I do on the iPad, which is the ninth generation that runs the same chipset as, like, the iPhone 11.
Sure.
So it's aged at this point.
For you, it might make sense to go.
So to what the 10th I will gen probably the, do. Yeah. So era. This year, what I will probably do is I really loved that 13-inch iPad Blue. It's just crispy. It's thin. It's beautiful.
You like the bigger size because you're doing more video editing. Yeah, I'll do
the
video
editing on that. It has the, you know, the M2 chip on that, and the price is very friendly at $799. It's not gonna be in. I'll get it with cellular. I'll get it with the lower spec with the storage because I'm so heavily involved with iCloud.
I've only got 32 gig. Of space on this thing.
I thought it came with 64.
No. And I'm going to tell you, I checked it, and I've still got about 26 gig available. Now, I do not, all I have, I use it as my iPad in my car for my Uber passengers. A really expensive Uber device. It's how they pick their music.
Yeah.
But they always say you should try to impress with your service, right? Like these are things that you, in anything you do, if you're in service, you try to surprise and impress your customer. And I did it without trying because these guys came out, they were at the end of a basketball game, and they were regretting that their Uber came when their basketball game was right at the most exciting last few minutes of the thing, but they wanted to get down to the bar before everybody else did, sure. So they were kind of in a quandary, right?
Right.
And I said, well, what game is it? Which streaming app is it on? And I could bring up, I think it was Paramount Plus. I have a subscription.
Sure.
Bring up the game and play it in real time.
So it
looked absolutely fantastic on this device. So the larger screen, the faster processor, the high-speed internet, all of those things, the battery life's incredible. So I just think that the iPad Air as a device is fantastic for a lot of reasons.
Freaking love it.
And that's if you're going to use it for video editing, absolutely. If you can make that your number one device, then it makes sense.
Right. And that's one of those things, too, where, like, if you could go, I could easily, if I was to switch, go completely convert to an iPad for workflow for only, I would definitely go with the Pro and be fine. I would spec it out, but that's what I found out today is because I checked it, was that's a pretty expensive conversion because a spec'd out iPad Pro at 13-inch is going to run you at about $3,000.
Now, was that with the new nano texture glass?
That's with the nano texture glass.
Yeah, who needs
that? That's with 2 terabytes of storage. That's with cellular service. It was really best you can get with the new, supposedly lighter,
but you
$350
said,
Magic Keyboard that they announced as well.
Sure. But you said it was only $799?
$799 for the 13-inch iPad Air.
And the minimum for the smaller size was $999 on the Pro and $1,299 for the larger size.
Right.
Like the minimal spec'd
correct
system. So I think you would be better off personally to get the minimally spec'd iPad Air in the larger size.
Right.
But you see what they're doing there.
It's like a step up progression.
Well, I got the nano glass or in the Pro, and now I'm up to, I should just go ahead and get the larger size. Or I'm in the Air and I got more storage, and so now I'm almost...
I might as well just go to the next level. Yeah.
They've really thought about every price point, but I'm going to tell you, you have to look at what you need and not get into the stair-step trap.
Yep.
Just pick what you need and go with it and be happy with it. It's not quite where it's like stock market, sell it and don't look because you'll always...
No.
It's not quite that level. But I would say that for what you are looking for, I don't think that most people need a Pro model.
I completely agree with that. And if you guys do have any questions at all about what do you... You don't know what you need. You know what you want to buy, but you don't know quite the specifics of everything, ask us a question in the comments, guys.
Absolutely.
Or hit us up on Twitter X. And that's where, you know, we'll definitely engage with you and give you all the details on everything that you need to know.
I saw you respond to one of our listeners just the other day on X. They were asking you a question and you responded. So absolutely. You know, the one thing that I will say about the Pro model that struck me was they talked about, for the first time ever, an OLED display.
They did finally bring the OLED display.
But that's going to be really pricey. It's already pricey if you're getting a Pro and you need a new screen.
Yeah.
But you were just telling me you dropped your phone and it got a little scratch on it. And
with the case on it, mind you.
Exactly. And I had this in my bag with my computer, and I thought the screen was cracked, and it turned out just to be the protective glass.
Yeah. Now you got two OLED panels that you got to deal with on the new Pro.
But yes, that's exactly right. On the new iPad Pro, they didn't do just one OLED panel; they did two. So they call them tandem OLED. It's going to mean that if you ever need a replacement on that, expect it to always be very expensive.
Yep. Again, another reason why it is beneficial to get AppleCare Plus.
Get that care. If you're going to get a Pro, you better make sure you've budgeted to include the AppleCare on that, because there is no reason to not have it.
That's right. And it's just too expensive of a device. There's too much money involved to not get it. And again, you're probably looking at about $500 or $600 just for the panels alone.
Probably. So
get the AppleCare Plus and it'll probably run you $100 at the most.
So I will say though, the M4 CPU in the new iPad Pros and the thinness, under a pound for the smaller one, and 1.2 something pounds
very, very thin, very light.
They said it's thinner than the iPod Nano, so it's officially the thinnest Apple device ever made.
Which is crazy to think, and it worries me. I'm waiting to hear what
you're
happens.
You're going to see the bend gate.
Yeah, the bend gate 2.0. It's going to happen as far as I'm hoping that maybe they figured something out in the technology of using the metals to not get it to do that with how scary thin it is. And again, it's one of those things, guys, that they put a lot of money into this. Again, you're talking M4 chip. If you want the latest, greatest, you want to future-proof yourself, and you don't want to have to worry about buying another iPad for what could be, including software updates, 10 years almost, this iPad might be the one to get. Set it, forget it, buy it, forget it, and be done with it. Maybe. I don't recommend that for most people, even us as content creators, podcast creators. I wouldn't even recommend it to myself. The iPad Air is really that.
I think the Air is where it's at.
That's a really sweet middle spot.
The thing that I'm curious about is, okay, so the iPad Air, the new one, has the M2 processor in it.
Right.
And the new iPad Pro has the M4 processor. Right. So is the next gen, I mean, I know we just got this one today. Is the next gen of the iPad Air going to have the 4 or the 3?
That's a good question. We did not get, what we did not get with this Apple event, Seth, was we did not get a new iPad mini.
Which they only briefly mentioned right at the end.
Yeah, and then we also did not get an 11th generation iPad as well. I'm curious as to if they're going to announce those two devices in either a press release sometime between now and September, or they'll just include it in the September keynote along when they go to announce the new iPhone 16.
So I personally think the market for the iPad mini that Apple should focus on is small business merchants.
Yep.
As a checkout
and
device.
Mobile gamers.
Yes, but they,
that's my opinion.
Maybe. I think they'll have a different device for that. But I think if you were trying to sell millions of devices that will be on an upgrade path, figuring out how to get a... Like they have the Magic Keyboard. Mm-hmm. Having a check stand holder. I mean, I know that there's lots of places out there that sell them. Yeah. But having something that they could market and sell to small business owners, I think that would be where you could ask for the $500 price, spec it in such a way that it makes sense, mm-hmm. and maybe also have a larger iPad check stand with the front part for the end customer and the other part for the merchant employee. I think they have a real opportunity there to sell multiple devices to a small business merchant.
Absolutely.
More than any other market. And I think that the iPad mini would be the way to get in the
door. And it is. And it is. It is the preferred. It now.
It absolutely
is. The, with even a lot of times, even in my, in a past work history, the main device that was in use was the iPad mini. At the time, it was the 4th gen.
Right.
When, and just now into the 6th gen iPad mini, which is really powerful. They use it for inventory. They use it as a POS system for checking out during POS, like sporting events and that type of stuff.
Yep.
So it's there. I think
it's
just getting more of them into small gear it and market it towards those small businesses.
The thing is you've got lots of other businesses who have made it their business to resell Apple's products.
Oh yeah. There's plenty. It's so
saturated. What I'm suggesting is Apple should just do that.
Yeah.
You know, like they market to schools and students.
Like they did with the baseline gen iPad.
You could have a version of the iPad for merchants that doesn't need all like the cameras and all the other things. I don't know. I'm getting way out there, but I'm just saying. I think there is a real niche for the iPad mini.
Yeah.
And I think they're missing the mark. I think other businesses are absolutely hitting it by selling that. I just think that
it's an opportunity.
They're passing up. Yeah. They're leaving money on the table.
At this point, I think you have to consider that as it was actually announced last week, Seth, their quarter two earnings, and they were down.
Sure.
And so the fact that their numbers are down, okay, the board is going to go back and say, hey, what gives? I know you guys didn't release a new iPad, but why are you, you could have made that up by exactly what you were saying. Selling the iPad made it to small businesses. Also. So that's, again, I completely agree. They kind of missed the mark on that. But again, I'm interested to see what they give us, you know, between now and September when they announce the new iPhones.
Yep.
Next up, our next event is actually pretty much exactly a month from today as we are recording this is WWDC 2024. And that's when they will announce all the new software and we get to see the fan favorite Craig Federighi do his thing and act like a ninja or a spy.
Whatever.
Dropping from the ceilings and doing all his fun stuff. So great guy. Bucket list to meet him at an Apple event one of these days. But again, we'll definitely keep you guys in tune with anything that you guys need to know leading up to that.
One real quick thing. Do you know why the Apple Pencil Pro is now $129? Why that particular model is $30 more than the regular pencil?
There's a whole new chip in it.
You have the squeeze.
Squeeze you can and now rotate.
You can now squeeze to get a menu to pop up on the screen.
Yep. And you change brush sizes by rotating your pencil. So there's a few new haptic things that they added that the community asked for. And they gave it to us.
I'm going to say that actually, if they make that work on the air, I'd buy one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's, I mean, you're literally.
Just for the brushes and the, yeah.
I wish I had it on me, but I have a.
You have a pencil.
I have a pencil, a stylus that I bought for like $30, not even, on Amazon. And it's USB charged. You click the top part to turn it off. On. There's no gestures of it. It's got palm rejection and sensitivity. That's really all I need. But it's a no-name brand.
Yeah.
But you remember me telling you about that Zag stylus that I had? Yes. That was USB. That was trash compared
trash
to
trash.
And it was $10 more. So it's not there everything. Just because it's a brand name doesn't make it great. We're going to end it here. We're not going to talk and get into things that are not episode related anymore. So sorry if I talked your ear off. If you have questions, comments, please leave them in our comments below. I promise you I will respond to them. Follow us on Twitter X @AppleTechFacts. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Thank you guys for your time.